This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day, and thanks to Eric Kendricks, who just joined us for a football conversation here on your home of the Cowboys, the Eric Kendricks Show, every Thursday around 5 o'clock here on The Fan. Our first Flagtober remote will happen tomorrow from 2 to 7 at a great spot and a proud supporter of Flagtober, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, Justin Road, Flower Mound. Get your 2024 Whataburger-themed G-Bag flag. You'll see three bet payoffs as well. I was going to do the backwards man, which I think is just fun. It's a bit from Freddy Got Fingered. But I don't know if I have a suit that fits me right now.
I can get that.
I mean, I think they would get on, but they would just, like, the suit pants would be too tight. You know, I'd have to be like undo the button, you know, carving a new hole in the belt. You know that whole routine, Brian.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm somewhere between a 34 and a 38, depending on what time of year it is and how recently Lent was. But what do you guys think of the helicopter practice thing? I think it's kind of badass. I would be embarrassed, right? Like, I'm actually going to land here. Can't we just go land on top of a hospital somewhere and take the elevators? Or, like, I'm interrupting practice.
Right.
It's like the biggest look at me thing.
They have a They have a landing spot on the other side of the complex, by the way.
See?
Yeah, but there's not as many eyeballs over there.
Yeah.
Brought us.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but, like,
have practice up there, man. And then we'll land there.
Yeah. As a coach, you only have so many hours, and I will definitely rip a player if they're wasting 30 seconds of my 90 minutes. That's 1/180th of our allotted time, Jerry. You know, I'm trying to get this, I don't know, I'm trying to get something installed here, and it's time to stop everybody and look at the helicopter coming in.
I mentioned, how about the guys that have never seen it before?
Well, like Eric.
Like Eric was talking about, like you're thinking.
Exactly.
This thing might be crashing into our complex here.
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah.
Like, should I run?
I definitely would not trust it, you know.
You never know. I mean, there could definitely be, maybe there's an issue landing. You know, that could go bad very, very quickly.
It could go very bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only use you could have for this, if you know you're going on the road somewhere, it's going to be a windy environment, you know, and now you're having your, you know, butter try to kick some field goals while the chopper, because that's one thing you always see when a chopper's landing, everybody that's around it is like, oh my gosh, this wind,
the wind
gusts are pretty off. Ridiculous. Yes. I think that's the only real
practice
use.
In the wind.
Yeah, practice in the wind.
It's supposed to be thunderstorms at your game.
Yeah, I just saw
oh,
that.
Oh, really? You're going to get changed. Rained and lightning?
Well,
on?
The problem that we run into, Eric, with the post game now and that game, if they have a bunch of weather delays,
you could be going to 4 a.m.
If you get lightning, they clear that stadium and they have to wait 30 minutes to get another lightning. Then you get 30 more minutes.
So are we having to do rain delay theater at that point, or is that Brad's
job?
Excuse me.
I think you guys
would
probably
privilege
handle it. You know?
Think we'd handle it?
I don't know. You'd probably go back and forth, you know, 15 minutes here, 20 minutes there.
Let's go back and check to the, let's throw it back to whatever programming we got, right?
I'm sure you'd circle the wagons, you know?
Like, yeah.
But if we get a lightning delay on a nighttime game.
It's going to be fine. There won't be any lightning delay. It'll be all right.
All right.
I'll call in and help you.
As my man is sitting under the stands at Heinz Field.
I'm hoping not. That would be awful.
With some Steeler fan, like, just wearing you out.
Yeah, with the terrible towels all in his face. Telling you, dude, that's going to be bad for Wolchuk to be surrounded by that.
How many times is Wolchuk going to get hit in the face with a terrible towel?
Like,
as they're waving it, and he's standing there, and it's just going to,
They're going to do the towel pop on him, like locker room style. They're going to gang up on my guy.
Yeah,
what are you saying, Wolchuk?
Had showers and a possible thunderstorm in the evening.
Yeah, from 5 to 11.
That's going to give way to clear skies overnight.
Yeah, but that's after midnight.
Sounds like a good time to play a game.
If.
Yeah, hopefully they keep the beer lines open for you there. Yeah. That's always the worst when they have to shut it down.
That's bad.
Game's not even half over.
It's going to be lovely.
9:03, but when Dalton Schultz talked about being on the Cowboys as a distraction, y'all bleep talked him. I don't remember that. It might have had something to do with...
He hates me anyway, so I bleep-talked him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, he blocked me on Twitter. I think that was his first block.
And I just think there's...
Literally.
Yeah. There's some really great tight ends out there, and then there's other guys who, like, will get open and produce yards, but they're not really threatening the defense. Like, he's not going to run through anybody or around him or, you know, beyond them. I thought Dalton Schultz was fool's gold. Okay, 214 says, I want to hear Wooly call into the post-game show Sunday night.
He will.
Yeah, we'll get that.
He'll probably be more reliable than Bobby.
469, Jerry's already failing the team. Why he felt the need to interrupt practice, who knows? Dude should win something first. Absolutely. You know, but I think this is just something he does on the regular, you know? He's like, I bet the guys are going to kick out of this helicopter. Yeah. You know, in Jerry's mind, it's like they're all partners in becoming either millionaires or billionaires. You know, this football
it is cool.
thing.
It is cool to see it land.
Yeah.
It actually,
yeah, it's like the Bentley of helicopters.
I used to sit there at the second floor and just watch it land. It's pretty cool.
It probably is.
I can see where Eric was like, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It is pretty exciting.
All right, we'll have Cowboys trade ideas. We're halfway to the trade deadline here at the four-game mark of the NFL season. We have everything that's gone viral on Cowboys Twitter coming out of practice, and then we'll get to LA Live coming up at 5:40. It is the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Shoot, yeah, boy. It's time now for the Expressway. We go commercial-free to the top. Every evening at this hour, LA Live with Lucius Alexander's coming up at 5:40. Here on The Fan. I guess I could still say home of the champs for now, you know. I got this Rangers blue hoodie on today. Gives me the World Series vibes from last year. I'm going to soak it in as long as I can. I'll be soaking it in for the next decade.
Soak it in.
And that might have to be enough, you know, considering how Ray Davis is planning to spend.
I knew this was coming. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, you're soaking it all in until you get mad at Ray Davis.
Yes.
I was just about to say that, and then you mentioned his name.
I'm trying to keep Scrooge McDavis accountable. Please join me at 877-881-1053. If you have any thoughts for the show, leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous in the nation. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. This segment of the nation is brought to you by Soda. That's state-of-the-art. Dak Prescott asked, is he playing his best football? I'm playing solid. I think if you broke down all four games, there's a play or two, a couple of plays within that I want back. I can tell you my best is a damn sure I'm on the brink of it. I feel like I'm stepping into that, and it's damn sure coming. I feel like the Giants game was about as good as you could be. You know, of course, you'd want more, but they only had the ball for 25 minutes.
Yeah, in terms of what they asked him to do, which was just, hey, be pinpoint accurate on super tight window throws that are going to be, for the most part, 10 yards or less, but get the ball out quick, boom, boom, bang, bang, efficient Drew Brees style, or late in his career, the Tom Brady, where it's just like, I'll just go 6 yards at a time, I'll be super accurate, and we'll go that way. So, yeah, I thought it was probably his best game.
He's going to need to play his best football the next 3 weeks.
They want a chance, definitely.
Yeah, they're going to need him to be, as they kind of work through these injuries and things like that, that, you know, he's going to have to carry this team in a lot of different ways. And you know, we always talk about the leadership stuff. He's great at that, but they're going to have to make some explosive plays. He's going to have to make, if the Steelers are going to make coverage errors, or they get opportunities, guys open, they have got to take advantage. You cannot leave plays on the field the next 3 weeks. These teams that you're playing are that good. You just got it. You've got to find a way that when they make a mistake, you capitalize on that.
On that note, I feel like this Pittsburgh game Sunday night is a must-win situation.
I kind of feel like they're all must-win because they only play 17. You know, that's always been my attitude about it, because – you don't play that many games, and they're going to say at the end of the day, you're either one of the good or one of the bad.
Yeah.
And which game was it? Was it the New Orleans game that got you out of the playoffs?
I mean, the premise of the statement, though, is, and you can get cute with it if you want, Brian, and say they're all winnable, but
they're all must win.
They're all must win, but you can go 16-1. You can go 16-1. There's different ways of looking at it. You know, I just think the chances of you beating Detroit are very slim, and we'll see how healthy San Francisco is when you get to them coming out of the bye.
Yeah, it's the most winnable of those three.
If you don't win this, you're looking at 2-5, and your season's going to be over.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You go 0-3, we could very well, lives could be changed. Like a head coach could be gone. There's a lot of things that could happen. And if Dak Prescott and these players really want to keep Mike McCarthy around, they better find a way to be, you know, 2-1, 3-0. and fight that way. If you don't, there were going to be massive changes, I believe, you know, afterwards.
Does Dak have another level, Zach?
I mean, I'm not going to say he doesn't. Last year, I think he took another step forward. So I'd never just max a guy out. But, yeah, what they're asking him to do right now, it's going to be very difficult for him to maintain the level of play for four quarters. He did it for a half against the Giants. And then the entire offense, again, in the second half, just it lost a rhythm. It lost a flow. So he's probably going to get into a game against some of these really good teams like the Lions and the Niners. And, look, I expect Pittsburgh to be a dogfight, right, where he's going to have to find a way to stretch that out. It's a difficult, difficult task for him. But, yeah, I do think that he's shown flashes in his career that he is capable.
He does need some help from the coaching staff, you know, whether it was Joe Montana or, you know, Brian Purdy in San Francisco.
Brian Purdy.
Done. Freaking legend. But no, this situation is one where I think he's progressively getting better, but the coaching staff scheme needs to put him in a spot to give him easier opportunities to, you know, build the kind of efficiency stats that would make him look like he's gotten better, but it's really just the,
I don't know if he could play any better than he played after week 7 last year. That might be the best that Dak Prescott could ever play right there.
Yeah, and can you do that again? That is good enough. That level of play is good enough if you can do that when it actually matters.
That's
if you
what
can
I,
do that versus the good teams,
that's
if
what
you
I worry
can do
about.
That in the postseason. That's really the only thing that he can do to level himself up at this point.
Yeah,
4-6-9, he's already playing above his level. I mean, that Giants passing demonstration was incredible, but I think he's got to keep doing that every week. You're throwing to guys who are going to be highly, highly covered. Mm-hmm. And, you know, asking him to be as perfect as he was, basically Velcroing the ball onto a dude 8-12 yards away consistently, that's just not Dak. You know, that's not the player that we've seen up to this point in his career. If he can sustain that over the next couple, 2-3 weeks, you know, I think that would be a legendary type of performance, you know, akin to what kind of how Tony Romo was playing some of his best football in 2011, 12, and 13 when the team was just trying to keep its head above water. Trayvon Diggs says he wants to be more vocal. Guys, I think they recognize a leadership void on this defense. And whether it's Micah Parsons or Trayvon Diggs, I don't know if they are. It's hard to tell how guys act, you know, inside of a locker room. But Diggs is so quiet, you know, if he wants to be more vocal, hopefully he has some great things to share and he can kind of break out of that shell and definitely become a veteran now. But I think what we're seeing is, you know, they know that they need some leadership. I wonder if they miss Leighton Vander Esch, you know. I wonder, you know, why they don't have the leadership in there that maybe they should. Maybe it's, you know, that Micah Parsons, the best player on the team, isn't a great leader himself. We go to Calvin Watkins. Injury report, Trayvon Diggs limited with an ankle issue. Rico Dowdle listed with a wrist problem, but was a full participant. Tyler Guyton, a full participant with a shoulder problem. Mike was asked about rookie Kalen Carson, said he needs to make a big step today. He's getting better, he said. I don't have a strong feeling either way. Carson was limited in yesterday's practice. So
if he was limited yesterday and today, I would say there's probably a pretty good chance he ain't playing. That would be my guess.
Well, now Diggs showed up with an ankle. That's not good. Hopefully that's nothing
I just
serious.
They talk about Carson. He was limited. He needed to have a good day today. Today needed to be better than limited, I guess. That's kind of what I'm saying.
Doesn't it just feel like the injuries have taken such a massive toll? You're going on
around
the road
the league
to face a Steelers team, and maybe they're banged up as well.
They
but
are.
This is a Steelers team that has just kept winning, and they keep making the playoffs. We know how solid they are. We know how fundamentally sound they are. This is an undisciplined Cowboys team. It's one that's incredibly banged up. I know it's just the Steelers, but I think a lot of people are approaching this game from the mindset of what this team was in 21, 22, and 23, and they've taken a step back.
The Cowboys have.
Yeah. They've taken a big step back. I don't think we should be that confident. I mean, literally, Tank and Micah are out, and I feel Cowboys fans going like, yeah, we better beat the Steelers. You're going to have to figure it out. And I don't know if this team is fighting through adversity.
Yeah, and you make a point there. But now it is about the quarterback. Now it is about the wide receiver. Now it's about the head coach.
Sure.
You know, it's about all those things. I mean, there's a lot of banged-up teams in the league. They just keep, you know, they keep playing. They find players. They look with, you know, with the 49ers do. Their fourth wide receiver has, you know, 12 targets, 10 catches, you know, in a game. You know, I mean, you find ways to, you know, get your guys, you know, put them in position. Look at the Packers. Freaking quarterback's out, and all of a sudden they changed the whole damn offense basically so they can win games.
Rams team was on IR, found a way to beat the 49ers. I mean, it does happen.
I'm with you, Dawson. I'm totally with you.
It's
on
an uphill battle, and I don't think they should be favored.
But
it is a good opportunity for some guys to step up.
You've got the better quarterback.
Yeah,
that's true.
You got the better quarterback, but you might not have the better head coach. That's your problem right there. You might have the better play caller because Arthur Smith. Good luck with all that over there.
I mean, Mike Tomlin has proven consistently he can win with below average quarterback play. You know, this is kind of what they do. They're gonna win ugly and, you know, beat teams that maybe on paper says they're not quite as good as.
Yeah, and Mike Tomlin is one of the guys that's synonymous with just understanding his opponent's weakness and absolutely attacking it for four quarters. So I would expect Justin Fields to be probably have like his season high in rush attempts.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to work out for him.
I don't know how you can't look. That's this team metrics that will tell you the second most design runs for a quarterback. You played the first one already in the Ravens. Now you're about to play the second one.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can't look at the Ravens tape and look at quarterback runs and not say it's not a part of your game plan, a big part of your game plan. Dallas has two losses this year. Quarterback threw the ball for less than 20 times each game. How could you not look at that and say, damn, do we need to throw?
No. Not until they make you.
We got a quarterback that can damn run the ball.
But that's the Cowboys' hope is Justin Fields. He will fumble and let him run, and he's probably going to hurt you a lot, but maybe you hang in the game enough where one of those will be the turning point for you. You gobble up a couple of those, maybe get two of them. That to me, I think that's their best shot at coming away with the win as he turns the football over.
Yeah, if that happens, you got to like your chances. If you can contain him without having to sacrifice too much of your coverage, I think you have a great chance. But the problem is, and we'll know it in the opening drive or two, if you cannot contain Justin Fields and you're going to have to start giving additional resources to it, the big plays are next. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you're sitting there like getting whacked. In a game that you really have, you know, no business in losing like that. But I feel like that's been a common theme with running quarterbacks and physical offensive lines, Shanahan offenses. Those are the three things you look for that have the potential for disaster. The only thing that consistently saves the Cowboys is teams usually don't want to line their quarterback and run him at you 20 times. You know, I guess that's a jerk move to do to your starting quarterback, or they just want to try to figure out how to win without doing that. But I feel like the Steelers know we have Russell Wilson healthy now. You know, we don't need to be saving Justin Fields so we can have, you know, credible play at quarterback for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he's not some big money quarterback that you're worried about his long-term health. This is one of those guys that it's like, dude, sorry, but we're gonna use you up here.
Okay, couple of other things here. Mike McCarthy on Jerry Jones landing his chopper. He's got it down. He knows what this routine's all about. He said he was almost late for practice. I thought I was going to have to get on his ass. You just make jokes about it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and then no big deal. Of course, kicker Brandon Aubrey, the best kicker in the history of the NFL and NFC Special Teams Player of the Month. Yeah, we should really, you know, celebrate this guy. Think of how many drives are stalling at midfield that they in the Cowboys teams have passed would have to punt on.
You get to the midfield logo, you got a chance to get points.
Yeah.
Let's just get to the midfield logo, you got a chance.
Yeah. We're padding. I mean, 24 points per game. If it's not for Aubrey, if you have a normal kicker, what is that? Are we at 20 points per game?
What if you had Zuerlein?
Yeah, dude.
If you had Zuerlein, you'd be going.
If you had Zuerlein, you'll be going for it on fourth down every time.
Zuerlein, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's perfect for a coach that doesn't want to go for it on fourth down at midfield, because up until that, you know, most recent 50-plus yarder, he's been absolutely amazing. And I'm not rattled at all. My confidence in Aubrey. You know, I felt like that was just a fundamental breakdown. He'll have that fixed. And, you know, just one of those refocusers, like losing a game in December right before the playoffs start. That's what it was for Aubrey. He'll be back to perfect. Okay, we have big facts on Cowboys Steelers here as you're in the middle of the expressway here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. As we go to DallasCowboys.com here for this Dealey Bopper. Right here, big facts. Dak joining the list of three Hall of Famers here.
The Cowboys and Steelers meeting for the first time since 2020. Add to their rich history and their all-time series, Dallas dealing with injuries around their defensive front and the Steelers dealing with a few missing pieces of the offensive line going into the 7:20 kickoff here, 4 o'clock pregame Sunday afternoon here on 105.3 The Fan. Dallas witnessed quite the improvement on run defense from week to week in the Giants game. Went from allowing 464 rushing yards over the previous two games combined to permitting only 26 yards to New York. Did they figure something out here, or is all of this the result of a Giants ineptitude?
I lean more towards Giant ineptitude. And, of course, we'll get to see how it plays out starting here versus Pittsburgh. I know Pittsburgh hasn't ran the ball all that well, but I will be taking, if this was the fight, just their rushing attack versus your run defense, I'll take Pittsburgh's rushing attack.
All righty. Big fact number two is Dak's history. Beating the Giants in 13 straight games ties the second longest streak against one opponent in NFL history, joining Tom Brady and Steve Young, who won 13 consecutive against the Bills and Rams, respectively, in the second spot. It's Hall of Famer Bob Greasy owning the longest streak of 17 straight wins over the Bills from 1968 to 1979. Do you favor Dak to beat the Giants one more time this season, Wolchuk?
Yeah, that'll be a Thanksgiving Day victory. He will extend that streak. So I've seen a lot about that 2016 Cowboys game because that was the last time Dak and Zeke, they played in Pittsburgh, and it was an amazing game. Do you remember that 2020 home game?
Yeah, that was the
last time they played.
It was who was the quarterback for Gilbert?
Yeah, because Andy Dalton had just been concussed against Washington, and nobody came to defend him.
That's right.
So you had Garrett Gilbert starting for the Cowboys at home against Pittsburgh. Epic. The Cowboys got out to a 13-0 lead in the game.
Gilbert was spending it.
They led 19-9 heading into the fourth quarter. And then the Steelers came back and won it thanks to Juju Smith-Schuster and Eric Ebron catching touchdowns from Big Ben. Leading rusher James Conner, 9 carries, 22 yards. The Cowboys' run defense came to play that day. But it's just crazy. Like, that's a forgotten game, I think.
Totally forgotten. 19
Steelers with that win.
I was so impressed that Garrett Gilbert had such confidence and swagger in the pocket. Like, his poise and composure. He was talking him up in the huddle.
He didn't look bad.
No, he didn't look bad at all for a few moments there. The former Texas Gatorade State Player of the Year. Very hyped going into UT and then finished up at SMU, right?
Was that Mike Nolan-led defense 2020?
I think it was.
Yeah. That was the Tabasco D.
Okay, let me jump around to here. As fun as those major facts on this matchup are, things that have been developing throughout your broadcast day, the Chiefs are placing receiver Rashee Rice on IR officially. Derek Carr would welcome a reunion with Devontae Adams. I think you're in New Orleans, you're thinking maybe that's all we need to really set this thing ablaze. I know maybe after the Cowboys game, they were thinking they're real contenders, but they've come back to earth significantly since then. Would Devontae Adams bridge the gap to the Super Bowl for them?
I don't know about a Super Bowl. I mean, but yeah, I think he'd be a good addition.
They've had a couple of tough losses now. This team could be 4-0 if you think about losing to Philadelphia, and then they got the long field goal against Atlanta against them.
That center loss was big with Eric McCoury. So I don't know if they're going to be able to get back to like what they were. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I still think he's going to force his way to the Jets, and Rodgers is going to force him to the Jets. He's just going to do everything he can to make sure that happens.
Makes a lot of sense. It seems like a move New York would go for. Caitlin Clark capped off a historic 2024 with the WNBA's Rookie of the Year Award. Took 66 of the 67 votes, Angel Reese getting the other one. Entered the season number one overall pick, broke multiple records, including the rookie scoring record and the WNBA single season assist record. She has led her league wherever she's been playing, high school, college, or the pros, in assists every year except for her rookie year at Iowa. So there's like 9 years in there, and now, you know, she just set the WNBA record for assist period. That's not a rookie record. Just unbelievable.
She's special, man.
Said she was incredibly honored, thanked her family and friends and the fear of organization and everybody who supported him. Okay, tomorrow, KNC Masterpiece broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller. That's 1411 Keller Parkway. It's a Friday football feast with the KNC Masterpiece. Each Friday they're at a different Buffalo Wild Wings and wall-to-wall TVs and all that. And then tomorrow the G-Bag Nation We'll be live at Southern Leisure 2 to 7 as Flagtober rolls on. Come on out, say hi. We have a triple bet payoff extravaganza and the free Whataburger flags while supplies last there, Justin Road in Flower Mound. Don't forget, college football Saturday is right around the corner as well with Missouri taking on A&M. Our coverage will begin at 10:30 on Saturday. Now we go into the Pimp Cup. Yeah, here's Lucius. We're live.
Dallas Cowboy linebacker Eric Kendricks joined us earlier. Who's he brought by there, Mr. Dawson? Keurig and Dr. Pepper.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
At the main post office, booze is the beverage of choice. All hours of the day. It got so bad, supervisors called a special meeting to warn workers that the binges were getting out of hand. That didn't stop these two postal employees from pounding down a few. It's only 10 a.m., and already this guy's enjoying a bud. He chases it down with some hard stuff and another beer, followed by some liquid refreshment from a second liquor bottle. Insiders tell us supervisors are hesitant to enforce work rules for fear of their lives. We're told one supervisor had her tire slashed. Another was beaten so badly by an employee, he had to be hospitalized.
Is there a substance abuse problem at the post office?
We have no more of a problem than any other American business by statistics.
Yeah, I don't know.
By statistics.
Yeah, I don't know. Y'all was wilding in the 90s at the post office. You got to see the video, too. They just drank it. There's barely any tints on their car. They just drank it right there in the parking lot before they go out there and handle your mail. Jeez!
You know, in the 90s, there was a lot of talk about postal workers going crazy.
Yeah.
You were going postal.
Postal.
Going postal, man.
I didn't know they were just hammered.
It was, you know? Clearly.
No wonder they couldn't keep it together.
Boys are stressed out, man. Stressed out. Hey, before I get this started, this is LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night, October 3rd, 2024. Top five unshareable foods.
Oh, unshareable
foods. Unshareable foods. Before I even get started, I just wanted to see what you guys' brains are at. Unshareable foods.
Hamburgers, hot dogs.
Yeah. Because you just can't give a bite of a hamburger unless you're like dad and you take the big bite and you leave the kid disappointed.
Plus your hands are really digging into that bun.
Yeah.
You know, it seems personal.
Yeah, I'm with hot dogs, too. Maybe my kid could have a bite, but nah, not that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got soup, bananas.
Soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bowl of cereal. Hey, let me get a bite of your bowl of cereal, bro.
No way.
You're not going to show
it. Come on, let me get a bite of your Apple Jacks. Nah, it's kind of wild,
it's disgusting.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I don't know who it's more disgusting for, you know? As I'm the main cereal guy, I'm scooping in mouth and then putting that right back in the the milk with all that bacteria.
What are you thinking? It's basically just mouth milk.
I think you could say the same thing there with ice cream. But have you ever share desserts at table with other people and nobody ever cares? It's like everybody.
Well, you get like six different forks.
Yeah,
though.
You can. Yeah, multiple forks.
But there's
spoons.
Still when you get down to the end, that
it gets kind of strange.
That spoon is going through.
Yeah, when your mouth has been on the spoon and now it's going back into
the dish. It's going back in. Yeah,
fair. Perfect world. You should just take some of it and then put it on your own plate there and then eat from there. And
it never works that way. It's always everybody's got a spoon and we get down to where like the whipped cream and maybe a little cake left. And we're trying to divide that up, but spoons are hitting spoons.
You're right. You're right.
903 and 817, I think, for the win here. Corn on the cob.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, you can't share corn. I didn't even think about it because I don't even eat corn on the cob. But now that I think, it's teeth and everything. Just rub your gums. Rub it on that darn thing. Tacos.
Tacos. I was going to say tacos.
Hey, man, let me get a bite of your taco.
I don't want to
sound strange.
Pause.
Yeah. What happened? I thought y'all was still talking.
No, man. I thought you were pausing me there.
Okay. No, you know. And also, before I get started, it is a ladies' night.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, what
ladies.
A night.
Ladies. Only for the ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, an ice cream cone.
Ice cream, yeah.
That would be tough.
Yeah, ice cream
cone
is weird.
Stick.
Yeah. I found myself perusing on mug shorties on Instagram today. Yeah, I was on mug shorties. I was like, what am I on for ladies' night? What's going on over there, mug shorties? And I see two ladies just wrecking all types of havoc out here, man. We have one lady, a little dirty blonde. Looks like she's been ran through pretty hard. She was arrested for disorderly intoxication.
Oh, okay.
Offering a bribe to a public servant.
Okay.
She told an officer she would knock the boots with him.
Yeah.
For her jewel back. She just wanted her jewel back. A little smokes.
I'm not saying I agree, but yeah, I do understand.
She wanted her smokes. Yeah, this lady was caught urinating in public.
Yeah.
And then all of the disorderly intoxications and then bribing the officer with some boots and everything. Oh, my God. And then we have another young lady right here, Mug Shorties on Instagram. She was arrested for theft. She was stripping a stolen vehicle. So she's got some skills.
Okay.
Knows her way around a screwdriver.
Yeah. Yeah. She got two charges of theft on a property, theft from a banking institution. Oh, look at that.
Had a busy day.
Unlawful breaking and entering of a vehicle, possession of firearms.
Wow.
Around.
Yeah, you think you can fix those ladies?
Walking three strikes and you're out.
Yeah, I can fix you. Yeah, I can fix you. Yeah, man, they're pretty good. Mug shorties. These ladies out here committing some wild crimes.
Two attractive criminals.
Yeah.
Are these two?
One of them is very attractive. That last one that was breaking and entering in cars and stripping it down, she's gorgeous.
She sounded hot.
That dirty blonde, oh, she's a mess.
Looking a little rough.
She is a mess. She's a whole mess. But okay, how about some ladies that have been rehabilitated?
Oh.
Some prison
Impossible.
Babes.
Impossible.
Oh. Prison babes. You know, mug shorties is the girls that are going into jail. Prison babes are the girls that are coming out of jail.
Is this more of the leave messages?
Yeah, they're leaving messages. They're looking for love connections out here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they're looking for love connections, man. I've seen about maybe five or six of them. I was like, okay. Okay, but I'm only going to play four. Maybe you guys might want to see these. Prison Connect on Instagram. Girl named April. She's been locked up in Texas for a while. Now, I'm not fully sure. It sounds like she has been doing 25 years and about to get out. Or she's about to do 25 years. I don't know. But her name is April, and she's looking for love.
My name's April Shemansky,
S-Z-Y-M-A-N. Hey, bro, Skamansky.
My name's April Shemansky, S-Z-Y-M-A-N-S-K-I. Underwood, I need somebody to talk to. I'm going 25 years in TDC. Underwood, TDC. Leaving a couple of weeks. I got my walking papers. Just looking for somebody to spend my time with. Because my husband died 4 years ago and I ain't got nobody. Hey, you know, girl. Just looking for someone to spend my time with. Somebody to love me back.
Looking for a little pen pal right there. She ain't going nowhere. She got 25 years on the books.
Mm. Yeah, I'll pass on that one, I
come
think.
Come on, man. April, we need some love. Don't let the voice fool you.
Sounds like she was in before the cigarette ban took effect.
How about Miss Coco right here?
Hey, Coco.
Yeah, Miss Coco. She's paid her debt to society, folks. She's on her way out, and she's looking for fun here, boys.
Hey, this is Coco. Yup, I had that coconut water, baby.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sounds promising.
Old. I'm a Taurus, and just hit me up if you want to have fun, you know?
That's what I'm talking about right there.
You know, party. Yeah, she's going to be responsible for the recidivism rate. But before then, we're going to have a good time.
She got that. My name is Coco, and I got that coconut water, baby.
That's wild, man.
Hey, this is Coco. Yup. I had that coconut water, baby.
Yup. I know you what you're looking for. Yup.
Is that a TDC gal as well?
It didn't say exactly where she was. I was looking, man. But she is on DTF. Prison, babe. And so, I mean, you can figure it out at some point.
I might be looking, too. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I feel
it. Window shopping.
Rehabilitated, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She done made her mistakes. How about Destiny? She sounds pretty fun here.
Yes.
My name is Destiny Blasky. My IDOC number is 110622. I'm looking for somebody to connect with. If you're interested, contact me on JPay. And I'm a tall glass of water. I got fake boobs.
Well.
And I'm funny.
Who told her you were funny? Who told you you were funny?
Tall glass of water.
Tall glass of water.
How tall is a tall glass of water? Boobs.
Oh, no, she was sitting down, man.
At least 5'10".
I thought she was
going
to get up and show off a little bit.
Okay, 5'10 is kind of the line there.
Really?
For a gal?
Considered tall?
Oh, for a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. 5'10 and above is pretty tall for a lady. For me, if you 5'5", you're already... Whoa.
I mean, you get the heels
out of range.
Whoa.
Get your max out.
Whoa. Big old broad.
I don't know. Some of those gals walking in those WNBA games.
Oh,
pretty
definitely yeah. Beautiful. Those are the one percenters.
Yeah. They're amazing to see in real
but
life.
But you wouldn't turn them away.
No, of course not. Yeah. Not the one percenters.
No.
Okay.
No, I
just want to make sure.
I see some college basketball playing girls at the fair the other day. They were eating some turkey legs. Oh, they were so tall.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was just staring like, look at that. Look at that. They're Transformers,
look at
bro.
This, look at this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at these. Look at that.
Rim Natty.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah.
It's wild how strong your legs are, too. Like, you can't really tell on TV.
They were just tearing that food up. Just a circle.
Protein.
Good Lord. Prison Connect on Instagram. If you're out here looking for love on a Thirsty Thursday ladies night. Hold on. Jamie right here. She's in Central California. She's in the prison system. She's on her way out. And she has talent. She actually wrote a song about her co-defendant. I guess somebody did some snitching.
Uh-oh.
I also wanted to share some of my original content with you guys. If you want to use any of it, you got to hit me up. I'm giving Chastity permission to post it, so I'm going to share it with you right now. This is about my co-defendant. I can't wish I never met you. I don't even regret you. Looking back on what we went through, I probably should thank you. I know that I should hate you. You broke down when I stayed true. Remember, I ain't you. Ain't no switch up, ain't no buster. Sold out your baby's mother. You trifling motherfucker. Had your back just like a brother. Don't you dare say that you loved her. Shit got real. You couldn't hang. Stick to your lane. Don't say my name. You trying to claim the fame another lane. Chalk it all up to the game. It is what it is and you ain't it. You can't keep up while I can't quit. So now you see that I'm legit. Just like I see that you ain't shit.
She kept on going too. Song's like 3 minutes. She wrote a whole damn song. It's got a chorus right and there. Everything. Yeah. But her co-defendant.
I don't know if she's moved on.
It don't sound like it.
There.
It don't sound like it to me at all, fam.
Caught up in something there.
Yeah. Check out Prison Bay if you're looking for love out here and you want to make sure she stays put and whatnot, you know, while you roam these streets. G Back of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is still Woolchuck. He spazzed out on the Cowboys, and he spazzed out on the Fantex.
And the 817, when did Sports Talk Radio just become let's tear our team a new one? When the hell are y'all going to say anything positive? I'll say something positive when they don't just crap down their leg and break your damn hearts every year.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of being positive after a win against the Giants that should have been a loss if the Giants had a quarterback because their team's not that damn good.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. I did it all last year. And then what happened against Green Bay? You got completely crapped on. So I'm sorry if it's not going to be rainbows and sunshine all the time. This team deserves it.
Yeah.
They deserve it. They deserve you to be critical. Stop kissing their ass for everything they do. They haven't won anything in 30 years. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's not the Cleveland Browns. They were once a proud franchise. They're not anymore. Mm-hmm. They deserve all the smoke.
They do. And by the way, we'll finish this Cowboys Twitter. That was a great rant from Woolchuck once again, by the way, on this very frustrating subject.
It's annoying.
I think they are the Browns now, by the way, because the Browns were great, too.
Yeah, I had somebody text him, like, just wait till Zach finds out the Browns were once a proud franchise as well. It's like, damn, I should have used the Panthers or something. Damn it.
Still a great rant.
Yeah, still a great rant, man. LA Live 105.3, The Fan, Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night. Women are using the 666 dating rule to find a perfect man. Fellas, can you guess what the 666 dating rule is?
Got to be 6 feet tall for sure. Got to make six figures
Six feet tall, six figures.
Face six.
6 inches.
Face of a six. You don't want the dude too hot. He'll cheat on you.
What? You like a six?
on the scale. Okay.
I think you guys are both barking up the right tree.
Wait a minute, Dawson. Wait a minute. Yeah. You said you... What?
Damn six. Yeah.
The guy's got to be a six in the face because he can't be too cute because you don't want him to cheat on you.
You don't want him to be prettier than you.
I think he's got the right
Dawson
idea.
Dawson is nuts.
Yeah.
That man is nuts.
Is he right?
Taking the inside of a
You're right. He's about to say you're right.
Yeah. It's true because this guy that we're talking about here is over 6 feet tall and he's got six figures. Salary. Yeah. So he's a commodity.
Yeah. 6 feet tall, six figures, six pack abs.
Oh.
I thought the dad bod was
very shallow indeed.
Never had the
How many percentage of guys are like this anyway? It is small, very small.
It's a low percentage.
You know, six packs.
You guys
are
out there counting?
Very small percentage.
You gotta go look for a guy who rows crew. Think he got a shot.
That guy's probably got a six pack.
You think a guy that rows a boat's six figures?
Yeah, it's for like the schools that are good at that are like the Ivy Leagues. So trust fund. Smart. They're in shape and they're probably tall. Yeah,
first time you made sense all
Thanks,
day.
Damn. Yeah. October's very own started off October by cleaning up his Instagram. I'm talking about Champagne Poppy. This is Drake. If Champagne Poppy follows you on Instagram, you might want to check again. Drake has unfollowed Joe Budden, which I can understand. DeMar DeRozan got rid of him. Got him out of there. You know why, right?
No. Yeah, because he was in the, wasn't he in the Kendrick Lamar video?
That pop out on stage dancing at the concert.
Yeah, okay.
Crip walking while it was a whole diss track about Drake. And you look up there, there's NBA players.
Yeah. That was supposed to be his Toronto bro.
That's what I'm saying,
that's
bro.
Tough.
That hurts.
That's tough.
Russell Westbrook, he unfollowed Russell Westbrook as well. Playboy Cardi and LeBron James.
Oh, no way.
Unfollow LeBron James.
Singing a lot of Kendrick Lamar these days.
He has. He's been enjoying it out there in that California lifestyle. But I think it's crazy because Drake has a LeBron James tattoo.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think it's crazy, man.
It's the new East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Low Will and the Creek Don't Rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander, and I will holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. 105.3 The Fan. We have a special guest joining us next. Mike DeFabo. He's writes for the Steelers beat on The Athletic. And Mike joins us next here in the G-Bag Nation.